The strike cost the district about $8 million in state funding. Oakland Superintendent Kyla Johnson-Trammell is confident the agreement will keep the district financially viable, but she admits she needs help to keep it that way.
We're hopeful if we actually are able to continue the advocacy that we're seeing with the strike and really have more families and really have more community focus on the need to have more dollars focused on public education, we may be in a situation where we have more revenue.
Both sides agree that teachers have been neglected for years.
They're making these legitimate demands, but the fact is that these districts are financially strapped, and there is a real question whether the districts have the money to pay for these, to meet these demands.
Lewis Friedberg of the education website EdSource says schools don't have many options to raise revenue. Schools have struggled since 1976 when Prop 13 essentially froze property taxes. A measure on the 2020 ballot would remove commercial property from Prop 13 protections, potentially raising billions of dollars for public schools. In Oakland, Bob Butler, KCBS.